Shum Rabbi Shmuel, that Shnei Devorim that's not in Yerushus, the Torah puts it into Yerushus. So here we see Yechayif a bor, even though it doesn't really belong to you. So Torah says, Lakash, there's no steer here. I'll tell you, Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbi. What this halachi just said over the name of his Rebbe, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. So his Rebbe taka holds that a bor was just a Rabbi Yechayifur. But it could be Reb Lez himself holds not like that. Reb Lez himself holds if you'll be mafkin Zokov, if you don't own it anymore, you'd be potter. Because the old bor is only chayiv when you mafkin the rishus around the bor, but the actual ditch you still own. That's the only time the Torah says you chayiv. That's the maskana. Reb Yechon holds mafkin Zokov is chayiv, and Reb Lez holds mafkin Zokov is potter. So to Mishnah. Ha shoifech mayim rishus rabim. If somebody throws water into the rishus rabim. Vuzak benacha, somebody else trips and hurts himself there, chayiv beniskoi. The Baal HaBor, now the one that owns this water, is chayiv, it's like your bor, you chayiv. Hamatznias HaKoitz, if somebody hides a thorn in the Rishus HaRabim, or else Vias HaZchuchas, glass. V'hagoydir es Gidro B'Koitzim, somebody makes a wall with thorns. V'geder Shanof Rishus HaRabim, so your wall falls into Rishus HaRabim, Huzak V'Nacherim, and other people hurt themselves in these things, chayiv in Yizokan. Your chayiv is called like your bor Rishus HaRabim now, your chayiv, if any damage that happens, you're supposed to clean up and take care of these things. Omar Rav says in our Mishnah that Loi Shonuela Shenotfu Kelu B'Mayim. When the Mishnah says that somebody trips and hurts themselves, it only means if his kelim, his clothing, got dirty in the water. Avu Atz My Potter. But if a person hurts himself there, Lemaisa then your Potter. Why? Because Karkoy Lemasikosai. Like who hurt him? Your water didn't hurt the person. Your water only made him trip. But the person hurt himself and banged himself on the ground. The ground doesn't belong to you. Therefore your Potter. That's what Rav says. So the Mishnah says Yechayiv, it only means on Kalim Yechayiv. That's the machlokes we had before. What the pshat is like the shore right here, that since you own it, it's called like your shore. Yeah. And that's why Yechayiv on Kalim. Oh, Malay Rav Huna L'Raz, Rav Huna said to Rav, Lo Yeheyela Karavshoi. L'chura, why isn't this like your refesh, like your Rashi's HaMashlech, like your manure? So Rashi says, HaMashlech Zavole Rishus Rabim, if you throw away your manure into Rishus Rabim, Miloy Mechayiv, aren't you Chayiv if you're not Mafkarit? Say Hochanami, your water went into the ground and it made the ground muddy. So somebody falls now and hurts himself in the mud, the chorus like your mud. So why aren't you Chayiv? Even if he got damaged, they didn't get damaged on the ground, he got damaged in your mud. It should be considered like you own the mud. So Mar says, Me Sarvat, who told you, the Loi Tama Maya, we're talking about where it didn't dry up yet, we're still in mud form. I tell you no, but the Tama Maya, we're talking about where the water dried up, and it's only a little bit slippery. So therefore we say if the person slipped, when he came down, he hurt himself on the ground, and you do not own the ground, therefore according to Rav, you're potter for that. That's called Karka Olam, as it calls Lai, on that you're potter. Tred Gemara V'Tatel Omli, why do we have to have these cases two times? Rashi Lashmina Matis and Tin of Kalim, the Kalim get dirty, Yechayiv. We learned it before in the first Mishnah, that Nishpur Akadah, Rishus Rabim, somebody else tricks there, trips, and Rav says, we're talking about where you are not Mafkarit, so it's Daimit to your shore, Yechayiv got the Kalim dirty. So what do we need two Mishnahs for? So Mar says, yes, I tell you, we need talk of the two Mishnahs here. Choda, one Mishnah is talking about B'Yamai Sechama, in the summertime. The Choda B'Yamai Sechasham, one is talking about even in the wintertime. And that's the chiddush. If you throw out water in the wintertime, you have a right to throw the water out. The Tanya will learn like this. Kol Elu Shomru, all the people that the Chum gave them a right to throw their dirty water out to the Rishus HaRabim in the wintertime, because in the wintertime the streets are dirty anyway, that the halacha of Peskin Be'Vaseyim, you're allowed to open up your faucets to the Rishus HaRabim, for Gorfim or Vaseyim, or you can clean out your cellars into the Rishus HaRabim, B'Yamai Sacham Ein Lehem Rishus. In the summertime, you have no right to throw out your junk into the Rishus HaRabim. Because in the summertime, everything is so nice and clean, you're not supposed to get it dirty. But if you might say, Shomim Yesh Lehem Rishus. But in the wintertime, when it's raining and dirty anyway, you're allowed to throw out your dirty water into Rishus HaRabim. But you should know, the Yafa Pish of Rishus, even though you have a right to throw these things out into Rishus HaRabim, still the Locher is in Ezekoi Chayovim. If somebody hurts himself in this water, Lamaisi Yochai for it. Chayovim Neshalim, you have to pay for it. That's the chiddush of this double Mishnah. Even though you threw the water out with permission, but the Rabbanon only gave you a right to throw out your dirty water in the Rishus HaRabim if you're going to watch it in the wintertime. You have to make sure nobody hurts themselves over it. But if somebody hurts themselves, even though you have permission to throw it there, you'll be chayiv for the damage. That's why it says it twice. Then the Mishnah says what hamatznias akoitz. If somebody hides thorns in the Rishus Rabbim, or else the wall falls down. Omer Rabbi Yechon says like this. When does the Mishnah say Yechayv if your thorns are sticking out of the wall way into the Rishus Rabbim? That's mamish like a bore, a stumbling block in the Rishus Rabbim. But if you only have the thorns mamish just only against your wall, loy, then you're potter. My time a potter, what's the reason why you're potter? Omer Ravacha. Bread Ravika lefi shein darkin shebin ayodim leschachach b'ksolim. Because it's not normal for people to scratch themselves, bump themselves against the wall. So therefore, from the wall that you have, even though it's facing the Rishus Rabbim, and you have thorns sticking out of it, but if the thorns are only just directly against the wall, not sticking out of the wall, then you're potter, because it's not a derech for people to scratch themselves, to scratch into the wall, therefore it's not called like a bor Rishus Rabbim, therefore you're potter. Torah Rabbanu, we learn like this. Hamatzniya koitzoysov uzchiyoysov l'toich koitzlo shechaveroi. Somebody goes into somebody else's wall and he hides there his thorns and his broken glass. You go into somebody else's wall and in his wall that he has in front of his house, you hide there your thorns and your glass. So then later the owner of the wall comes, and he knocks down his wall. And now your glass or your thorns fall into the Rishus Rabbim. V'yazekoi, and it does damage, somebody hurts himself there, chayev ha-matzniya. Halacha is the one that hid it there, the one that put the thorns in the wall, now is chayev. It's considered like your bor Rishus Rabbim, therefore you're chayev. Alright, turn over. So in such a case, it says like a chayev ha-matzniya, the one that hid, the thorns there or the glass there, he's chayv, it's his bor. Now Amar Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon said, Loishanu, when was this learned? Loishanu ela b'kaisarua. Only if the wall is a weak wall. Aba b'kaisar bori, but if it's a strong wall, then hamatzniya potter. The matzniya is the one that hid it there as potter. Because he's not supposed to think the guy's going to knock down the wall. It's a nice strong wall. Most probably the wall will stay there for a long time. And therefore, rather, b'chayiv balakaisel. The balakaisel is chayiv, because he's not supposed to knock it down. So Rashi says, b'chayiv balakaisel, tehev the latzniyinu. Like now that he broke down his wall, so he saw, he's the one that saw the thorns there. He's the one that saw the broken glass there. So he should have hit it. The one that put it there is not at fault, because as far as he's concerned, this wall's going to stay there another 25 years. So I don't have to worry about it. But the one that knocked it down now, since he saw it there, he should have hit it. Therefore, he's chayiv. Ravina says, if so, Zoy Samaras, from here I hear Halacha, Zoy Samaras, here it said, HaMechase Boroi. If somebody goes and covers up somebody's ditch, Bidolyov Shalchaveroi, if Ruvain takes somebody else's cover, Ruvain takes Shimon's cover, and he covers up somebody's ditch in the Rishus Rabbim, that HaMechase Boroi, Shimon covers up his own ditch, Bedolya Shachaveroi. Shimon takes Ruvain's cover and covers up his own ditch, his own bor that he made Rishus Rabbim. Obol Baldli. And now Ruvain, the owner of the cover, comes. Vinot al Dolya, and he takes away his cover, Chayiv Balabor. That the original Balabor that made the bor, he's Chayiv. So Rashi says, Chayiv Balabor, could there mean him by Matsniya Kaitsosov? Dying the bor because of Ruah, Shachaveroi. Sosov is Kaitlo, the Chayiv Matsniya, Barachinami. He will also get dieted, Shizay Yitlos Dolya. Like you see before, if the wall was weak, that you should have realized the guy's going to knock it down. So even though the owner comes and knocks down the wall, the one that put the pieces there is chayiv. Because you should have known the wall would be knocked down, so you're chayiv. Here also, if you take somebody else's cover and cover up your bor, you're supposed to realize that that guy's going to come and take away his cover again. So therefore, it's not called you covered your bor, and if now somebody falls, you're chayiv. For the Mabshit, of course, see, it's the exact same halacha. Samar says no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Hosam Hudalay have Yodalay the Ladiya. Only in the case of the wall, there the Bala Kaiso does not know who owns these things. So therefore I have nobody to come to tell to take away your glass or take away your thorns. That's why the Bala thorns is chayiv. Aval Hocha, but over here. The Yade, over here the one that's taken away taking back his cover. He knows whose bor it is. Because he sees now that this bor, my cover, was put upon Ruvain's bor. So therefore, maybe Hevel Ledihu, maybe the owner of the cover, before he takes it off the boar, he was supposed to tell the owner of the boar, listen, I'm taking away the cover, and therefore maybe he'll be chayiv kamash malon. That's the chiddush, you know, that Lamaisa, you have a right to take away your cover, and the original person that made the ditch, it's never considered like he covered it. He never put a good cover there, because that cover, since it belonged to somebody else, it's aimed to be taken away, so it's not considered like the bar was covered. That's why the first owner is still chayiv. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. Chasidim Arishonim, the first chasidim, the freedom of the generations before, Hoyu Matzniyim, Koitzoyseyim, they used to hide their thorns, whose chayasayim, or the glass pieces, v'teichso the sayim, inside their fields, umamikim len gimel tfochim. They would make sure first to dig a hole way down deep, 3 tfochim first, and then put it there, and then cover it up with dirt. Kidei shelo yakev ha-machrisha, in order that later on when they plow the fields, like the plow goes down to 3 tfochim. So later when you plow the field, they should not plow up the glass and hurt people. So they were makpar at the beginning to make sure to dig it down deep, 3 tfochim down, that later nobody should get hurt from it. Rav Sheshes Shadalei Benura. Rav Sheshes did better. He threw it into fire to burn it up and nobody should get hurt from it. Rava Shadalei Bet Golis. Rava threw it into the river, Rav Sheshes Chidekel, in order to destroy it, nobody should get hurt from it. Omer Rav Yudavudah says, Haiman Deboyelim Hevi Chasida. Somebody that wants to be a chassid. That means does more of Neim Rishuras Adin, more than he's supposed to. Lekayim Milud Nezokin. Let him be very careful about Milud Nezokin, not to harm somebody. Be very makbid not to do any damage to anybody else. Like this last meisim here, these chassidim were very makbet to make sure when they hit their glass or their thorns to put it way deep down that nobody should get hurt from them. Rav Amar Rav says, Milu the Yavis. You want to be a chassid? Learn through Masecht Yavis. That talks about Musa the chassidus, Musa, that's the way you be a chassid. The Yamrullah and some say, Milu the Brochus. You want to be a chassid? Learn through in Yonim HaBrochus. How to give praise back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a chassid, he's always going to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to realize everything comes from Hashem, and you want to praise Him back for it. So, the Mishnah. Ha-moitzi es tavnoi v'kashlo Rishus Rabbim l'zvolim. Somebody wants to put out his straw and hay into the Rishus Rabbim, in order that it should rot away there, and become into manure. That's what they used to do. They used to put it out in the fields, they should rot away, and people should trample over it, and it'll come into manure, and then they'll pick it up and use it to put in their fields. So ha-moitzi es tavnoi v'kashlo Rishus Rabbim l'zavlom. V'huzak b'machar, when somebody else fell over it, yishino chayiv v'niskoi. The one that put it there is chayiv, it's like his bor b'shus rabim, therefore he's chayiv any damage that happened. V'chol ha-koydum b'hem zocho. Whoever wants to come and take away these tevin, the straw, has a right to do it. In other words, the first one that put it had no right to put it there, so whoever wants to come now has a right to come and take it. We have a Shimon Megamliel Oymer, kol ha-mekalkulim b'shus rabim. Whoever makes the kilkul, well, like this place here, you're ruining the Rishus Rabbim. You're putting your straw down in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. Via Zek, and somebody gets damaged there, chayovim l'shalim. You should know that you chayev to pay. V'chol ha-koydum v'hem zocho. And whoever wants to come to take it, could come and take it. So, Chura, why is the Rishus Megamliel adding more than what the Tanakhama said? So, Rashi says that the Shimon Megamliel, Shemila Tanakhama, he heard from the Tanakhama, to lekonis dela shvocho. That who has a, what do you have a right to come and take? Only the shvach, what got worth more, that in fact your straw changed into manure. Avagufalai, but mashma, the straw itself you can't come and take away. And therefore, Shimon Gamliel says no, that even the guf, even the straw itself, somebody else has a right to come and take it away. Then the Mishnah says, ha-hoyzbech ha-zakalal, v'shus rabim, somebody comes and picks up some manure in the shus rabim, and then he puts it down, v'uzak v'macher, and somebody else comes and trips over and hurts himself, chayiv v'niskoi. The one that picked it up, he's chayiv v'niskoi. And that was Reb Lezer before, that said, we're talking about when you were in the skavein, you had kavanah to be koiner it. So when you picked it up, you had kavanah to be koiner it, becomes yours, it's like your bor b'shus rabim, that's why you chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, mas nisant lek Reb Yehuda. Maybe our mission does not go like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Tanya we learned. Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda says, v'shas hoitzoi es volim, at the time when people take out the manure, is odom moitzi zavlel rishos rabim. A person has a right then to take out his straw to make it into manure and rishos rabim. V'tsoi v'roi kol shloshim yoyim. And he has a right, he's supposed to go gather it together all 30 days. Rashi says, Rishon Lanichem Sham, for 30 days you have a right to leave within Rishas Rabin. Kadeshi he nisha baragli yodma baragli behema. That you want to make it be trampled over, that makes it good manure with the trampling of people and of behemoths. Why? Shal manas kein hinchu Yeshua soretz. This is one of the tenoyim that Yeshua gave Kal Yisrael, that people should not be makfed upon this. That people have a right to put out their straw in the Rishas Rabin to make it into manure. So here our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, if somebody does it, there's a kanas, somebody can take it away. So Mishnah says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you, Moedu Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Shim hezik, that if somebody gets damaged there, Mishalim mash hezik. You have to pay, again, that the Rabbanan gave you permission to leave it out there. But you have to watch it to make sure nobody hurts themselves. If somebody hurts themselves, then you're chayif. Fred Gemara Ivotnan, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bener Chanukah, like if somebody put a light outside his store, and somebody else had his camel full of pishtun flax, and it got burnt up there, that we say Potter, the Balachenveni is Potter, why? Even though he puts a fire outside, Mevnei Shubrishus, because he has a right to put his fire in Ner Chanukah, you have a right to leave outside. So my lab doesn't mean to say the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is Mishum Rishus Bezdin, that whenever Bezdin gives you permission to do something according to Rabbi Yehuda, your putter, if any damage came about it. So here that the Rabbani gave you right to put out your straw in Rishus Rabbim, what does our Mishnah say? How can you say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you chayiv if somebody got damaged there? So Mar says, Loi, that's not the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda over here. Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. I tell you, by Ner Chanuk it's different. Not only that you have permission to leave it there, but it's a mitzvah to leave it there. So when it's a mitzvah to do it, then avadi potter if somebody gets damaged from it. But in the case to put your straw around in Rishus Rabbim, that people should trample over to make it into manure, it's not a mitzvah, it's only Rishus, you have permission to do it. When you have permission though, you have to make sure nobody gets hurt there. The time you will learn, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah potter. In the case of Bener Chanukah, Taki Yepotter. Mevnei Shu Rishus Mitzvah, says clearly. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? A potter, because it's called the Rishus Mitzvah. Toshima, come in here. Kol Elu Shomru, all the cases that it was said, Mutarim Lekalka Rishus Rabim, when you have a right to bring out your dirty stuff in the wintertime to Rishus Rabim, it says clearly, Yemezekin Chayav Lashalim, that if somebody gets hurt from your dirty water there, then you have to pay for it. But Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda says it's potter. So here you see clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that any time the Rabbanim gave you a right to put something out of the Rishus Rabbin, even though it's not a mitzvah, still you're potter. So l'chura our Mishnah that says Yechayiv, l'chura is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answers, no. Mas nisin shaloi b'shas haitzoi zvolim. Our Mishnah is talking about not at the right time, not at the time when you have a right to put it outside. That means in the summertime, when you have the right to put it outside. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. True, when you have permission to put it out there, then Taki you be potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. But our Mishnah that says, Yechayiv, is at the time when you had no right to bring your straw out to the Rishus Rabbim. Rav Ashi says like this,